This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, we shall go to war with the warlord, the war man, the warrior. Wait, now, LaRue, I'm just kidding with you. I am a warrior, though, for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, Trump, taxpayers, and that tall, wonderful wall. I am an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I do fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. I do fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. That's how we save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, our U.S. Constitution, Judeo-Christian values, and the GOP. Coming to you from Las Vegas, the low-tax capital of America, my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Be among the first 100 callers. Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a one-ounce American Silver Eagle coin, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. It's a beautiful, bold, brassy, heavy coin. It's actually heavy. You hold it in your hand, you go, wow, substantial, lots of silver, about $20 worth of silver, and you get it free. Your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, your the kids who work for your salesmen or employees at work, want to give them a great gift, start their coin collection, teach them about the value of money. Tangible Investments has been around for 30-plus years. You're not dealing with some salesman. You're going to deal with the senior VP, good friend of mine, Mike Bottom. And most importantly, their number one product has beaten the Dow by a 3-to-1 margin since 1970. So be among the first 100 and get that free coin and learn more how to protect yourself with gold and silver and rare coins at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or go to TII1.com, as in Tangible Investments Incorporated, TII1.com. Most caller-friendly show in America. Love to take your calls, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. The lines are open. Michael Avenetti, I started to touch on this with Megan before she took off. Porn star attorney Michael Avenetti acted with malice, fraud, and oppression and paid no property taxes for years. Stormy Daniels' lawyer Michael Avenetti reportedly paid no taxes for years in a row in spite of making over $30 million in income. This was uncovered by a former employee who brought a case against him for defrauding the employee. Legal expert and attorney Robert Barnes tweeted this on Sunday. In December 2014, Avenetti decided to quit paying most taxes. He failed to even file his law firm's income tax returns for 2014, 2015, 2016, though a lawyer's detailed filings in his bankruptcy court report, his firm made over $30 million in income during that time. How do you get away with that? Barnes followed this up with Avenetti Law Firm tax evasion was uncovered when a former employee brought an arbitration claim against him for defrauding the employee, and a three-judge panel of the arbitration committee found Avenetti acted with malice, fraud, and oppression by hiding his tax returns. Barnes also noted Avenetti was unsatisfied with evading income taxes, and so he decided to quit paying his employees medical, Medicare or Social Security taxes at the same time, stiffing them and the IRS in a seven-figure tax bill while diverting millions in income to himself. IRS records confirm. Here is the IRS file showing no payroll taxes being paid for years on the law firm. The law firm did not even file returns for years. I mean, this is so crazy. And then, of course, I reported just yesterday that court documents show Michael Avenetti reported an $8 million windfall early this year around the time he took on Stormy Daniels as a client. $8 million. I think I said $7 million a second ago when I was with Megan. It turns out to be $8 million. Democrats are nuts. How could the media listen to a guy like that? How could there be any credibility? How could you give him a shred of credibility? Democrats push immigration crackdown. No, you didn't mishear me. Democrats push immigration crackdown on deportation agents, on ICE. Democrats and the Senate are pushing an immigration crackdown on U.S. Border Patrol agents and Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, ICE, responsible for arresting and deporting illegals. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, or maybe it's pronounced Gillibrand, I think, Kirsten Gillibrand, New York, Democrat, has introduced legislation titled the Department of Homeland Security Accountability and Transparency Act that would tie up Border Patrol and ICE agents in regulatory red tape, forcing them to document every single time they stop or question suspected illegal aliens and border crossers. Gillibrand announced the legislation in Vox, telling the left-wing website, keeping our country safe cannot come at a cost to basic human rights. This is Gillibrand talking. When Border Patrol agents stop and question people in New York and in many places across the country, they aren't keeping data about why they targeted a particular person or what happened during their encounter. This new law would likely slow Border Patrol and ICE agents down from enforcing current immigration laws where any illegal alien in the U.S. is eligible for deportation unless they have special protections like enrollment in the DACA program. Gillibrand's legislation would mandate Border Patrol and ICE to document the date, time, place, and reason for each time agents stop or question a suspected illegal alien. Wow. Already, because of the booming illegal alien population and a spike in border arrests, already the Border Patrol and ICE agents are bogged down with trying to not only prevent more illegal immigration, but also deport illegal aliens living throughout the USA. Just more news about how insane Democrats are. Democrat infighting as Texas Representative Al Green criticizes Nancy Pelosi for lack of Trump impeachment support. We have elections, Pelosi said. Can you imagine? Pelosi sounds reasonable. She sounds like someone told her you can't be a crazy woman. So you have no choice now. You have to actually talk like a person with common sense. She sounds like the sanest person in the entire Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi. I can't believe I'm saying this. Pinch me. Nancy Pelosi seems sane. Pelosi said, we have elections. Go vote if it's a policy thing and a behavior thing. I don't know if you can get impeached for being a jerk, but if we did, this guy would be long gone. But that's not unifying. And so the House already handed this guy, Al Green, Congressman Al Green, an overwhelming rejection of both his December and January impeachment resolutions. In April, Pelosi implored her fellow party members to refocus from impeachment efforts towards positive change. I'm not walking away from impeachment for political reasons, and I'm not walking towards it for political reasons, said Pelosi. I just think it's divisive, and I think we should always, what we should do is always try to unify. To Pelosi, the ongoing cry for impeachment is a distraction. She's right. I can't believe I'm saying this. Nancy Pelosi's right, and she sounds sane. Pelosi, excuse me, Green, this is Al Green, Congressman Al Green. Where's he from, by the way? Does it tell you where he's from? He's from Texas. I thought he was from crazy. I thought he was from Uranus. Green expressed his consternation in a public statement that claimed Pelosi's stance trivializes the impact of Trump's bigoted policies on Jews, Latinos, African Americans, women, and the LGBTQ community. Further, that trivializing his bigotry also allows Trump supporters to hypothesize. Look at these big words he uses. Where'd you learn these words? You must have hired someone who gave them to you, Al. To hypothesize that while Trump may be an objectionable jerk, he is not an impeachable bigot, which is not true. Pelosi becomes exasperated by conversation. I've just said to folks, I wish you wouldn't. You could talk about it in your district. In my district, it's a very popular issue, but it's not the path we should go on. But isn't it amazing? I am a Jew. And he's saying Trump has bigoted policies about Jews. What? What world do you live in? What world, Al Green, do you live in? Trump is the king of the Jews. Trump is the best president for Jews of any president in the history of America. They don't come any better than Donald Trump. What world do you live in? Well, here's the world he lives in. The new Carolina Panthers billionaire hedge fund owner is a guy named David Tepper, and he's called President Trump a demented, narcissistic scumbag. I'm just quoting, a demented, narcissistic scumbag. Hedge fund manager David Tepper is set to become the newest NFL owner after paying a record $2.2 billion for the Carolina Panthers. However, his addition among the league's majority owners brings yet another Trump hater into a business that has seen fans abandoning it in droves due to left-wing sensibilities. Tepper's latest attack on Trump came as he spoke for a first-year business school class at Carnegie Mellon University, Sports Illustrated reporting. Speaking of Trump, Tepper said, whether I like the person or not, I'm not going to get into that, although I did call him a demented narcissistic scumbag. And if you look up demented narcissistic scumbag, you'll see my name calling Trump that. Just Google those three words. The fight between Trump and the NFL has cooled in recent months. Now enter David Tepper, the newest NFL owner, who calls Trump a demented narcissistic scumbag. In 2016, just before Election Day, Tepper also hinted he thought Trump would be bad for the U.S. economy if he were to be elected to the White House, mainly because Tepper felt Trump was not a charitable giver. It's just these people are all crazy. They're all just nutty anti-Trumpers, and you just can't change it. But here's a good example of how nutty they really are. Report finds cases of STDs reach all-time epidemic high in California. Wow. Here's a billboard above a mobile station in California that reads, Feel the Burn, freestdcheck.org. Feel the Burn. That usually means Bernie Sanders, right? But in this case, it's promoting testing for sexually transmitted diseases. The number of cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis in California reached a record high in 2017. And officials are particularly concerned by a spike in stillbirths due to congenital syphilis. The number of sexually transmitted diseases in California reached a record high last year. Wow. So liberalism is just so good for all these people, isn't it? The people of California obviously having a lot of sex and obviously spreading a lot of disease and obviously dying. At least their kids are giving birth to stillborn babies because they have too much sex with dirty, filthy people, use needles, and have sexually transmitted diseases. How gross is that? Liberalism is a mental illness. California is the proof. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a blue blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for blue blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style blue blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
I'm Captain Obvious, hey. And Hotels.com rewards me basically hey. Everywhere I stay.
Hey.
So why am I outside my beachfront hey. Suite aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com hey. Lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start hey. A conga, apparently it's impossible hey. To stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where hey. I'm leading these people.
Hey!
Hotels.com. Hey. You do you and get rewarded.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids, and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products bullet-resistant. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense. War now!
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn, welcome back. Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Everybody needs health care. Everybody needs health insurance. Everyone needs to be covered in case of emergency. Liberty Health Share is a Christian health sharing organization. It's different than health insurance. I think it's better than health insurance. I joined. That's the proof. I got away from regular insurance, and I joined Liberty HealthShare. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for the medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare starts at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 a month. So if you're a single guy, you're retired, you're living on a fixed pension, $107 a month is your fee. I got a big family. I got four kids. It's $449 a month. For more information, join with me. Wayne Allyn Root. I saved $18,000 last year. I will save $18,000 this year in my insurance costs per month. Call toll free 855-585-4237. 855-585-4237. Toll free 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. Thank you for sponsoring this show. Let them know you love them, and go check it out, libertyhealthshare.org. Seattle's new head tax is blasted by the city's mega corporations. A new tax approved by the Seattle City Council has triggered a fierce war of words between the liberal city and its behemoth corporations, usually known for their progressive outlook. Starbucks and Amazon are now blasting the decision to slap a new head tax on businesses, meaning for each employee, each head of an employee, you get a new tax. This head tax is to pay for homeless services and affordable housing, saying the government's own lack of efficiency is to blame for the city's woes. Really? Doesn't that sound like a Wayne Root argument? Isn't that the argument I've been making my whole life? Every single government, city, county, state, federal, they're all inefficient. They're all incompetent. They all are reckless. They don't care when it's not their money. The city does not have a revenue problem. It has a spending efficiency problem, says Drew Herdner, Amazon vice president. We are highly uncertain whether the city council's anti-business positions or its spending inefficiency will change for the better, which means they're going to get ready to leave. Isn't this wonderful? I love it. I love it when liberals argue amongst themselves. Young liberals in love. I love it. There's two things here. Number one is the idiocy of passing taxes like this. If you pass a tax that says every time I employ someone new, I got to pay a tax every month on that person, I'm not going to hire anybody, you morons. And so that's what they did. And it's the dumbest thing you can ever do. It stops employers from hiring employees. So that's number one. And number two, the hypocrisy. I'd normally feel bad for Amazon or Starbucks, but of course they're liberal slime balls, the people who run them, and I can't stand them. And they're always showing their hatred for Trump. And so I don't feel bad for them because they're getting a taste of their own medicine. These guys are so arrogant, they believe they don't have to pay any taxes. You have no right to ever tax them. It's only you and I have to pay taxes. So I can't be on their side. I just can't be. So the City Council of Seattle on Monday passed a plan to tax businesses making at least $20 million in gross revenues, about $275 per full-time worker each year. That head tax is estimated to raise about $48 million, which authorities are marking for housing and homeless services. This council member, Teresa Mosqueda, says we have community members who are dying. See, that's not your problem. It's not government's problem. It's not the taxpayer's problem. That's the person's problem, their family's problem. It's not my problem. If you're dying, you made the decision to use drugs and alcohol. You became homeless. It's your freaking problem. They're dying on our streets today because there's not enough shelter and housing. But liberal Amazon and Starbucks, when the bill finally gets passed to them, reacted angrily to the news. Nearly 600 employers, about 3% of all Seattle's businesses, will pay the tax starting in 2019. Amazon said it is being forced to question future growth in the city and noted that revenue is increasing quicker than the population increase. Amazon's headed by Jeff Bezos, who also is the Washington Post. He hates Donald Trump. Very critical whenever anybody else thinks gets tax cuts, thinks it's great whenever anyone else gets tax raises, but not when he gets one. Councilmember Lorenza Gonzalez slammed Amazon, saying their tone in this message is clearly hostile towards the city council. Not what I expect from a business who continues to tell us they want to be a partner on these issues. Starbucks, which regularly touts its progressive values, accused the council of ignoring the plight of children who have to sleep outside. If they cannot provide a warm meal and a safe bed to a five-year-old child, no one believes they'll be able to make housing affordable or address opioid addiction. Wow. Amazon and Starbucks are angry at progressive liberals because they might have to pay some of the taxes for once in their lives. I say tax them. Screw them. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
War now.
USA Radio News. Today, Harvey Weinstein was arraigned on rape and sexual assault charges. He posted the $1 million bail and has to wear an electronic monitor. He's also not allowed to leave either New York or Connecticut and did have to forfeit his passport as he is a flight risk. Ronan Farrow is a reporter with The New Yorker.
I can't handicap a legal proceeding that is still to play out. Mm-hmm. What I can say is these are very serious charges. I can say that I've been in touch with many of the law enforcement officials involved, and they moved very carefully. They spoke to many, many potential witnesses.
At least two people were injured this morning at a middle school in Noblesville, Indiana. Noblesville Police Chief Kevin Jowett explains what happened.
The preliminary information is that a male student asked to be excused from his class. He left the classroom. He then returned armed with two handguns, and that classroom is where the activities occurred. We are still conducting interviews to determine what happened in that classroom.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
right, Wayne on the Roof, War Now. Remember, coming up in about 30 minutes or so, we will be on Newsmax TV. About 50 million homes nationwide. Little Birdie tells me 10 million more coming soon. So we'll be in 60 million all over the United States. I'll have a big deal to announce in the next few days to tell you all about. I just signed it yesterday. I'll tell you more later on this week. In the meantime, we've got our great guest, James Herson, here. New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise in the entertainment industry. His website is jamesherson.com, as in James, H-I-R-S-E-N, Herson.com. James, welcome to the show.
Hey, great to be with you, Wayne. How are you?
Good. Hey, look, obviously, I've got a hit show at Newsmax, the number one show on the network. It's on at prime time every night, and I'm their number one star. And all of a sudden, there was a big article in the New York Post, page six, this morning that Bill O'Reilly is in talks, and late in talks, meaning it's come a long way, and this is the late stage of the talks to join Newsmax TV. I know a little inside scoop, and I really can't say it on national radio, but I'm wondering what you have heard. So go ahead and educate us all.
Well, I tell you, you know, you probably know as much as I do. I mean, Chris Ruddy, I know Chris. I've known him for ever since he started Newsmax. He's a very capable guy, and, you know, he proceeds very methodically. And, you know, the reports are that not only is Newsmax in talks with Bill O'Reilly, they're in talks with Greta Van Susteren, with Eric Bolling, and with Sean Spicer. And so, and there's also some other sources, big sources of financing that are potentially coming their way. And I think what they're doing and what Chris wants to do is basically form an alternative to Fox News and use the people that Fox has let go as a way to bring in a whole boatload of new viewers. And I think that'll be great for you, Wayne, because, you know, you'll be a part of that lineup. I mean, if you think about it, with the history of ratings that really Bill O'Reilly and Greta Van Susteren both have this long history of incredible ratings, and then you add to that a particularly Eric Bolling, very capable guy, and you, I think Fox is in for a run for their money, and they have taken their audience for granted, and I think that's given Chris Ruddy the opportunity to go into that vacuum and fill a market, especially when you talk about Fox's reporting, people like Shepard Smith, people that are a little bit more milquetoast when it comes to reporting things like, you know, that wouldn't use some of the websites and sources that you and I do.
Well,
great opportunity there.
Not just milquetoast. How about just really liberal? Because Shepard Smith is a big-time liberal who hates President Trump. Very clear. That's a big mistake to keep on that network. Big mistake.
Yeah, I think it is. But I think, generally speaking, you know, right now, I mean, their primetime lineup with, obviously, with Sean Hannity. Sean's a very solid Trump supporter. Tucker's been doing good work. Laura Ingraham goes kind of back and forth. But their news reporting has moved, definitely moved center left from where they started. There's no comparison. And so I think there's an opening. And I think the demand for right, we'd call it center right programming, is far greater than the supply. And Chris mentioned that when he started Newsmax TV, one of the things he said, if I only get a sliver of what, you know, Fox's viewership is, we'll be a success. But I think he's moved beyond that now. And Bill O'Reilly, as you know, he's been appearing on Newsmax. He's had a relationship with Newsmax. And so it kind of makes sense. I never thought Bill was going to stay, you know, with this podcast model. He's done a great job, but I didn't think a guy like him would be satisfied with that. He's a workaholic. He writes every single, he always has. When he did his show, he wrote every word of his talking points. Anything that was written, Bill did it himself. And so he was a pioneer of the cable business. And it makes sense for him to be back on some network, don't you think?
Yeah, and there's another guy just like Bill O'Reilly, who's a workaholic who writes every word himself. His name is Wayne Allen Root. So I just wanted you to know, every time I write a commentary, everything I write and everything I talk about on this show, I write it myself. So Bill and I have a lot in common. Look, I only hope Bill O'Reilly comes over to Newsmax. I don't know if that is true. It's a rumor. It was spilled to the page 6 of the New York Post. It has made huge headlines today. It's actually at Drudge Report, one of the headlines, one of the busiest websites in the world. Right now, as we speak, it's one of the headlines at Drudge Report. And look, I'd love to join a lineup of Wayne Root and Bill O'Reilly. It would only give me credibility. Wayne Root, Bill O'Reilly, and Eric Bolling would give me great credibility. I have no idea whether they, in fact, are going to come on. Keep in mind, there's a lot of competition. It's not just Fox News and Newsmax TV. Now we've got Sinclair Media, Sinclair Broadcasting.
That's exactly right.
Right? Sinclair wants to be the next Fox, and they're rumored to be contacting a lot of ex-Fox employees. And a little
that
birdie.
That's true.
Right. So lots of stuff going on.
Sinclair is very formidable. They're one of the largest hardware station owners in the world, and they're great operators. And so, yeah, that's, I hope, all of the above, because the more choices, the more center-right choices there are, the better it is for the country.
Right.
Really, this stuff that CNN and MSNBC and the broadcast networks spew out is no longer, we can no longer define it as news or journalism. It's pure propaganda. It's hateful, spiteful stuff, and it's not good for America at all.
Now, Sinclair, you said one of the biggest station groups in the world. They're the biggest in the United States of America, one of the biggest in the world, but the biggest in the United States of America, and I believe they own 155 or so TV stations, which is just unmatched in this country. And I have a good association with them as well. Even being with Newsmax TV, I've been the conservative star or the conservative voice on each of their town halls since the election and before the election. So I think altogether I've done something like 10 town halls to them, like 4 a year, 2016, 4 post-election 2017, and 1 this year. So I've done somewhere in the neighborhood of 8, 9, 10, maybe 11 town halls for them all together, and every time it's like 4 or 5 liberals against me. So, you know, I'm used to that. I'm used to always being the one guy, like a politically incorrect in the old days, and now on Real Time with Bill Maher, when they did that last year, it was you know, 3-1. So I'm used to those numbers, but it really would be good if we got a conservatives channel and some competition going for Fox News, because I'm not very happy all the time with Fox News.
I'm really not. That 3-1, 3 liberals against Wayne Allen Root, that's not fair.
Yeah, they don't stand a chance. let's move from a topic that, you know, that's part of my life, Newsmax TV now, and I do it 5 nights a week. I'll be doing it in about 20 minutes from now. Now we're on national TV every night, 5 nights a week. Let's move from Newsmax TV to another topic close to my heart. I think you know, James, I think I've mentioned in the past, if you didn't know, we're on with James Herson, by the way. His website is jamesherson.com. He's our Hollywood gossip and law professor expertise man. And being that you're a law professor and you understand the law, sports gambling was just legalized across the entire United States. Now, that's not to say it's legal. That's to say it's no longer illegal. It's no longer banned. It's no longer prohibited. And each state can now decide if they want it. So my understanding of this law is that within 2 to 4 weeks, New Jersey will be accepting bets, maybe as soon as this Saturday. They're going to try and take bets for the NBA Finals. But more importantly, by September, there'll be 20 or so states accepting sports bets at casinos and racetracks. And within a couple of years, there'll be 30 or more states. And then you could probably safely assume by the end of the decade, there, you know, by the beginning or mid to the next decade, there could be as many as, you know, most of our 50 states taking sports gambling. I'm a guy who was in that business my whole life. I understand how much men love to bet on sports in this country, and it really is a male pursuit. I'm just wondering what your understanding of it all is as the from the legal perspective.
Well, it comes from a law from 1992 that many people perceive as a Protect Nevada law. Perhaps Protect Nevada and part of New Jersey. But the point would is that this is when you scrape away all the legal veneer, it really is a Tenth Amendment issue. And that is that, you know, the power that's not specifically enumerated to Congress is left to the state. The states decide, and this is the rationale that the Supreme Court used, is, look, states should be the decision makers as to whether or not they're going to legalize sports betting. And it shouldn't come with a form of a federal mandate basically forcing the states to ban it. That runs counter to a host of fundamental American traditions, and many in the big sports world. You know, we talk about the big leagues. They were out there lobbying against the legalization of sports betting because they publicly said that they were worried about the integrity of the game. But the integrity of the game, everybody knows, sports betting has never been effectively banned. Because in every town, every urban center in this country, there's always been sports betting. It's just been under the table, sports betting.
Hey, James, hold on a sec. James, we're headed to an ad break. Again, I don't think the guests hear the music, so James doesn't know we're going out, but we'll be back in a minute. Stay with us, James. I don't want you to go away. I want to talk some more about sports gambling. I also want to cover Spike Lee bashing Donald Trump with the F word. Hollywood is just so out of touch. Turn it off, America. So good. Keep talking. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. Liberty HealthShare. For more information, call toll-free 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government-assisted programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the prescribed plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, Warnell. Bullet Blocker is the sponsor of this segment of the show, Bullet Blocker. Sometimes you just find a product and you go, wow, what did I think of that? Joe Curran thought of it. Trained as an Army Ranger and former deputy sheriff, he invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. And now Joe has built a successful made-in-the-USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases, notebook inserts. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool and stylish but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Just go to bulletblocker.com. Enter code WAR to save 10% on your order for Wayne Allyn-Root. WAR, that's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com. And call them up and just, or I should say, email them and just thank them for sponsoring the show, for signing the front of a check. We love Bullet Blocker, bulletblocker.com. Go to their website and send them a, shoot them off an email. Let them know you really appreciate it. Bulletblocker.com. Promo code WAR. All right, we've got James Hurston here, our New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise in the entertainment industry, and we got a lot of entertainment industry stuff we want to talk about. Let's start with Tim Allen. You've got a column out about Tim Allen today. Tell us what it's about.
Well, we know that in 2016, at the end of the summer season, ABC inexplicably canceled what was the second highest rating sitcom on the air. And it was in its sixth successful season. It won two Emmys. I'm sorry, it was nominated for two Emmys, but it made no sense from any business standpoint. And when ABC executives were confronted about it, especially conservatives were saying, what's going on here? Because Tim Allen's show, Last Man Standing, had a character who was Trump supporter, conservative, kind of like Roseanne's show, and it was successful in its time slot. And it, obviously, since there's no explanation, what they did was cancel it out of bias. Bias against the content and bias against the star, because Tim Allen in real life is a right-center guy, is a Trump supporter. And so that occurred, and the intervening thing that happened was Roseanne's reboot, which achieved stellar ratings $18 million, and then when they took in the TiVo and repeat, it was 25 million people in the debut, and people started speculating, oh, man, she's on ABC. These executives at the Disney-owned ABC are going to have their heads turned. They're going to change their minds about Tim Allen and bring him back, but they didn't. And so Fox Television had two smart executives that stepped into that vacuum, and they have announced that Last Man Standing will be coming back. They got almost the whole original cast. They haven't got Hector Elizondo yet. I suspect they will before it's all through, but they got Nancy Travis, who plays the wife. That's a terribly important character. And Tim Allen is so happy. He even joked about it. He said when he heard that he's going back on the air, he did a fist pump that was so hard he threw his back out. So he's telling jokes. But it'll be part of the schedule in the next season of the 2018-2019 season. And I'll tell you, ABC took off that show. They put on that Once Upon a Time fairy tale adult drama series, and that show died. It didn't do nearly as well as Last Man Standing. So ABC made a bad business decision. Fox took advantage of it, and America's better for it, because Last Man Standing happens to be a great show, very entertaining, and has a character that talks like Wayne Allen Root.
So it's a lot like Roseanne. It's a conservative-leaning show. Is that correct?
That is correct. I mean, the character, it was before the Roseanne reboot, and
right.
The character for six seasons, he owns a sporting goods store, and he does sort of long commercials, infomercials. And in the infomercial, he will put down Democrats, and he will talk about the free market. He'll talk about borders. I mean, it's amazing, the political content of the show. And then his wife and his daughters, at least some of his daughters, are liberal. And so they'll have debates on the air. In a way, the Roseanne writers may have been influenced by Tim Allen. But the fact is, he's going to come out now when he's on Fox, depending on the time period they give him. But I believe he's going to have even bigger numbers, because that same block of people, the 63 million Trump supporters and their families, are going to do with Tim Allen and Last Man Standing what they did with Roseanne and make it a hit. And so Fox Television, hats off to him.
It's interesting, because I didn't realize it used to be on ABC. They canceled. He's coming back on Fox. I didn't realize you just said that. I thought he was coming back on ABC because they realized how good Roseanne did for him. But no, he's coming back on Fox. Because I just saw a story.
Yeah.
I know we got to run, but I saw a story that ABC is telling Roseanne to cut off the politics next year, to come back and not discuss politics. They're really stupid, aren't they? They had a big hit because of politics.
If that's a serious story, they might lose Roseanne, and guess who'll pick them up? Probably Fox.
Bad decision. James Hurston, we love to talk a little politics and a lot of Hollywood showbiz with Mr. Hurston. His website's jameshurston.com. Thanks, James. Have a great night. Wayne Allen Root, worn out, right back at you, getting my suit, and I'm ready to dance on Newsmax TV.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.